Our Week 10 Locker Room Chats here begin on a Wednesday on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, joined alongside our first coach of the day, the Donovan West Mustangs, Perry Smith, of the girls' team. This Locker Room Chat has been provided by Bethina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, it's been a couple of games. The last time we spoke, Coach, went over the Onega Buffaloes here earlier this week, 64-48, and then a loss against Hanover last Friday. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Well, I thought we did some good things against against Hanover, probably a little closer than that score indicated. You know, there at the end had to do some fouling and get some shots, and they finished it out well. But I thought we did some good things. You know, still probably didn't play as well defensively as I would have liked, and we hit a little lull there in the third quarter offensively as well. But for the most part, you know, it was a pretty even game. They just made some plays late that we didn't that allowed them to have success there at the final. But overall, I thought we did some good things, and hopefully we see that continuing on. And Onega, we played you know, pretty good offensively for three quarters. You know, we had a running clock in the fourth and get outscored 19-3 in the fourth quarter, which I wasn't real pleased with. I didn't think we finished up very well, but give them credit. They hit a bunch of shots there in the fourth and did some good things, you know, on Onega's end. But for three quarters against Onega there last night, I thought we were pretty good, especially offensively. We attacked them well. We did kind of got what we wanted, and hopefully that carries on. We expect it will.
Upcoming here to finish out the regular season, it's Washington County here on Friday. How are you going to attack this final game of the regular season? What are going to be some things you're looking to accomplish here in this final game before heading into the postseason?
You know, we're still in the same mindset. We just got to get better. Every day we want to get better. You know, we understand if we're not getting better, we're getting worse. So, you know, you never stay the same. So we just got to go out, compete, get better. You know, you always want to be playing your best at postseason time. We focus on that very intently here, and we feel like, you know, last week, you know, with the Hanover and Onega, I thought offensively we were good enough. You know, we got to shore some things up defensively for sure, but you know, we just got to focus on getting better. If we get better, you know, we truly feel we're as good as anybody, and that's our mindset, and that's what we've got to work on and keep that mindset going for the rest of the season for sure.
Substate alignments and matchups will come out here on Saturday for Class 2A, so you'll take your first opponent next Thursday. Again, you'll figure that out on Saturday. But, again, you kind of talk about, you know, the schedule you've had in the second half of the season, Blue Valley Randolph, Clifton Clyde, Centralia, Hanover, just a lot of great teams. Do you feel like in any way that's kind of prepared you for this moment coming up in the Substate, playing such high-ranked teams in their classifications?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this league absolutely prepares you for postseason. You know, everybody in our Substate that's ahead of us, with the exception of Valley Heights, you know, we've beat. Our league is just, it's in girls basketball, it's a gauntlet. It truly is an absolute gauntlet. If you don't play well, you know, you don't have success. And we, for the most part, you know, I've been pleased with us. You know, we did stumble against Blue Valley, where I just didn't think we played well at all, and that was on the offense, man. We hold the team to 34. You know, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to feel pretty good about where we're at the end of the night. But we just didn't score the ball well enough. But our league absolutely does. You know, you can look at our track record the last 7 years. You know, we've been to 4 state tournaments. It prepares you when you get there, and I'm sure the other teams in our Substate, you know, I know what they think. You know, you see a TVL school sitting at a 4, 5, 6, 7, you're thinking, oh my, you know, that's not always great. So we'll compete like crazy and play the best we can and compete the best we can. If we do that, I like our chances against anybody.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and thank you here for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
appreciate it, Brendan. Thank you.
That was head coach Perry Smith with the Dawson West Mustang Girls upcoming here. It's Washington County on Friday. Next Wednesday, we'll talk about the first upstate matchup for Dawson West as the alignments will come out this Saturday, and we'll have those updated on the MSC Sports Radio Network.